Now, Bern, let's just talk to one of our favourites. Yes. He's re-signed with the Adelaide Footy Club for another 2 years. And we love this young man, sorely missed this year in the Adelaide Crows midfield. He joins us on the Rush Hour, Matty Crouch. Good afternoon, Matthew.
G'day, boys. How are we?
We're up and about we're a man down. Gregory Cyril Blewett has gone missing. He's on holidays, and I think we're going very well without him, Ben.
Yeah, well, the ratings are up. So
the ratings are going through the roof.
He's taken off to Kangaroo Island.
He's gone. Yeah, he's probably gone shark diving.
Really, we don't really want him back anyway. But hey, speaking of you, Matty, a frustrating year. We didn't play any games at AFL level. Just the one SANFL game. Shocking year to come out of contract.
Yeah, it wasn't great timing, was it, Bern?
No.
But anyway, that's part of it all. It was, obviously a frustrating year. Not being able to get out there. It's probably the first time in my career that I've had a long-term injury and something that I couldn't get on top of. But, very frustrating individually, but looking to look forward now and, wrapped me solid for 2 years and to move forward and get into this pre-season coming up.
Are you happy with the way it played out, the contract process? Because Bowl reports they came to you with a deal and you put it off for a little bit and you're happy in the end?
Yeah, I know, mate. Well, the intention was always to stay in Adelaide. My partner, Al, loves Adelaide as well. So, there were some complications throughout it and the negotiation probably drew out a little bit throughout the whole process. But in the end, I think both parties were happy with the deal. I think we're wrapped to be around in Adelaide for another couple of years.
Brad didn't try and steal you? Didn't try and get you to the Saints or anything, did he?
No, he didn't. He didn't try and get me there, but he's in lockdown at the moment. He's sooking about that every day, so I'm sick of hearing him sook about it. But no, I'm glad I can stay around Adelaide and be with the Adelaide Footy Club.
Bern. And now, Matty, they're telling me you're in the gym already. You've started your pre-season program already. And, mate, we're 6 months away from the first bounce for home and away.
I've been in the gym the last couple of weeks at the footy club with some physios, just trying to get on top of a few things. So hopefully, I think I'll start running in the next 2 weeks and then build up for next pre-season. But because I didn't play much footy this year, Jars, I better do something.
Yeah, true.
What else are you going to do? Just watch TV?
Come out and train with us at Williston this week.
Oh, yeah, Jars in a big final this year. Actually, you should have qualified, Matty, because he's right to go now. Jars mentioned a little bit they miss you this year through the midfield, but what does Adelaide need to finish him off? How do we get back into the eight this year? Who do we need to recruit, or would he go back to the draft again?
I think part of it will be going back to the draft. And I think, I think a good kick out of half back and someone who can use the footy really well will be helpful for us. But I feel like some of our young guys that you would have seen a fair bit out of this year are going to improve pretty rapidly. So as well as some of the senior guys that played some really good footy this year, I feel like our list is shaping up nicely.
Matty Crouch, some say, can't play any other spot bar the midfield. What do you say to that? Do you think it's unfair criticism, knowing that you can push forward or you can maybe play across half-back, Matty?
Yeah, well, it's something I really haven't done at AFL level, to be honest, Jars. So it's sort of unknown for me. I feel like, I haven't experienced it yet, but if I get a crack at it, I wouldn't mind playing a different position. It's something I might look at in this pre-season and training that.
Absolutely.
Do you speak about that, your exit interviews? Because that'd add something else to your game.
Yeah. We didn't. Well, most of my exit review is about my body and stuff like that. Right, so we didn't get that far, Bern.
Get out of hospital was your exit meeting.
Yeah, so no, I think it's something that we look forward to in the pre-season to train, and hopefully I can bring that into my game.
What about Jake Kelly? Still unsigned. What's the go there? Yeah. He sort of snuck under the radar a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not totally sure with Jake. I think he had a pretty solid season this year. So I think that he's 26, similar age to me. I think his experience is invaluable in the way he trains and goes about it. It's first class. So I think he's pretty important to us. So hopefully that can get sorted.
Now, I got told a little story about you on the weekend. Can you just confirm or deny this? So you're playing golf. There's a bit of a group of them that play golf together, Jars. And did you get contacted by one of the head pros or the general manager that you just probably need to improve your golf game?
Oh, no.
It was a prank though, Jars, but you got sucked into thinking it was real, that you just need to improve your golf game a little bit before you return to this elite club.
Oh, Matty.
True or false?
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, he did that.
It was a big stitch up. But,
buddy ticks.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm still trying to work out who it was, but it had Tex or Cito written all over it. But I actually got an official email from the golf club telling me I need to get my handicap down, and it's fair to say I didn't take it too well.
Chatting with Crows, Matty Crouch. He didn't take criticism too well. Now, young man, what about off-field? Are we tracking beautifully? Are we going down the beach with your Daniel Craig bathers? Are we joining a pottery class? Are we painting or what? What are we up to now?
Well, this year I haven't been able to play much golf, mate. So I've done plenty of walks along the beach with misses and stuff like that, but I'm looking forward to getting back out in the golf course in the off-season and getting stuck into that. But
all right.
The handicap will have to come down before
now,
I do that.
Burn, the Jarman brothers took on the Crouch brothers a few years back down at West Lakes, and it was a brutal assault.
Golf?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Wasn't it, young man?
It was brutal down at West Lakes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened?
Well, they got pantsed.
You beat them. You beat them. Must be good. Hey, just before we let you go, Matt, prelims this weekend. Yeah. You played in a couple yourself. Tough to get into and even tougher to win. Mm. Who wins this week and then who wins the whole thing?
I think Port are going to be the ones that get through and win it. I feel like they're right to go this year. So I feel like, Port will get through and win it. Yeah. And I reckon it might be against Melbourne or something like that. Ooh. So, it'll be interesting to see, though. Looking forward to watching it.
Yeah. No, well done with a couple of frothies. Mate, thanks for the chat, and I'm really proud that you're back on board for a couple more years, and it'll be good to see you running around next year.
Thanks for having me, boys. Enjoy.
I'll see you at the coffee shop.
See you there, mate.
You know what he does when you're on your way to the coffee shop?
What does he do, Ben?
He ducks out the back door.
He does not.
He told me he's seen you coming a few times.
I did see him. He does not.
You know how you see his car first? You go, Matt's in here. Yeah. Then you can't find him, and then his car drives off. That's why.
It's a rush hour.